College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Life check for after the show, Wiggy. Check the gasoline gauge when you get in the vehicle.
Yeah.
Make sure it's closer to full than it is to empty.
Yeah. And you know where they have cheap gas?
Well,
Costco.
Yes, they do.
Oh, do they? Yeah, yes, you got to be a member, though, and
yes,
it's forever.
They do. I would like to offer thanks this morning when it comes to my Dress Greg sponsor. And I want to thank Pamela Johnson and everybody who are a part of the Silva Riders, and they ride their bicycles and they raise money for those who are fighting MS. And so they made a donation to the Greg Hill Foundation to dress me today, and I am wearing this great blue hoodie, and so I thank them for that. And if you would like, I will wear anything you want on this show on Twitch. And all you have to do is make a $100 donation to the Greg Hill Foundation. So you can go to thegreghillfoundation.org. Speaking of Twitch, this show on Twitch every day brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. And Father's Day is a week from Sunday. And I can't think of a better gift than the gift of time for Dad. So go and get Dad a beautiful timepiece. And you can see Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and they will help you choose the right style of watch for Dad. And we should open up, Shime, if we could, open up the window world of Boston weather window here at WEEI. Curtis can poke his head outside on this beautiful morning and give us the forecast.
It is 61 degrees. Partly cloudy skies in Boston. Going to be going up to the mid-80s later today. Gorgeous day. Scooper Bowl, by the way, if you're interested in supporting the Jimmy Fund out in City Hall Plaza, I believe, later today. It's going to be 90 tomorrow. And then something that's new and different. It might rain this weekend. Hasn't. But it's actually, the forecast has improved the Euro run this morning. Great news for cornhole on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, now it's back to rain. Oh. Jesus, Mary.
Okay.
I swear I got up in the Euro. Now the NAM has it with an inch of rain. Sorry.
Okay.
Not great Saturday. But
it's rain or shine.
Tomorrow, it's going to be the pick of the week at Old Orchard Beach. 83 is the real feel with abundant sunshine.
Mm.
Friday morning, broadcast begins at 6 a.m. at the Brunswick. It's going to be 65 degrees and cloudy.
Mm. Wiggy, you going to get on the roller coaster again at Palace Playland in Old Orchard?
No, I never do. I'm not a roller coaster
person. I thought
you
did that.
No.
Who did that? Didn't somebody on the show ride the roller coaster?
Oh, I would love to. I love roller
Maybe
coasters.
Maybe LB did it, back in the day.
Yeah,
but
it might have been LB.
I'm not Selena rides the roller coaster every day.
Well, that's different, though. I'm not a roller coaster person.
Yeah.
I don't like roller coasters. I don't even like kids' roller coasters.
Yeah. Well, I understand that there is going to be an extended version of the Curtis and Ken show on Saturday from the Brunswick.
That's right.
All the way up until noon, is that correct?
Right. Shime's going to be shanking golf balls in Michigan. So okay. Ken and I are going to be on 9 to noon live from the Brunswick and the Old Orchard Beach with the Greg Hill Foundation Cornhole Tournament.
No concern about service time for you and what that means for your future contracts?
Service?
Yeah, I mean,
oh, yes. No, I mean, I still get paid in gift cards, so I'm not really worried.
All right. Shime in Michigan, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yes, sir.
You going to be in Monday?
I'll be in Monday. Oh, yeah.
Not Friday, though.
Correct.
Oh, not
It's
Friday?
A work trip, though.
It is. It's not, I'm not flexing.
It's a flex day.
Nope. Greg, I'm going to hang out with our lovely clients out in Michigan. It's going to be phenomenal.
I mean, how many flex days do you have? You got to be pushing double digits at this point.
Nope.
We're not even halfway into the year.
They're unlimited,
though. It's a work trip. You've done this before.
You took 5 days off to go to a concert.
I didn't take 5 days off.
Yes, you did. Friday, Monday, Tuesday, or whatever.
Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, right.
I didn't take Thursday off.
Oh, sorry.
And Shime, to Greg's credit, we do consider when Greg goes to the spring training Red Sox fun weekend down in Florida, when he takes that Friday off,
right.
We consider that a flex day.
Great point.
Right.
I'm pretty sure Greg said multiple times, no, it's a work trip.
And we laugh at him.
But I still counts on my flex days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which are minimal.
That's fine.
But remember, we do have unlimited flex days now.
I understand that, but it doesn't mean you have to take them.
No, I mean, they're there, though. Somebody's going to use them.
I mean, to be fair, I'm going to be out basically July. So.
Again, the entire month?
Oh,
I mean, that seems a little selfish.
Selfish?
Yeah.
Spending time with my son?
Yeah, selfish.
He's our own Rafael Devers.
I'm going to be out from July 3rd to the 21st.
Oh, wow.
You and I are overlapping a little bit. I'm also out in July.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. So it's just going to be me and Wiggy. It always is.
You usually take 2 weeks in July.
No, I don't. I did not take 2 weeks in the summer last summer. I am taking 1 week in the summer because I love these people that I talk to every day.
Spread it out. Like do a Friday.
I can't. I'm going to Ireland, so it's hard to spread that out.
Okay, I got you.
All right. You could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm considered a lot of times to be a snowflake, I've heard, sensitive.
All of those things.
An annoying liberal, I've been told. And I just want to bring something up because, again, Trump, not my guy. But he did speak in Pittsburgh yesterday talking about increasing the tariffs like 50% on steel. That's the Steel City, so he did it there. And there were two current Steelers players, including quarterback Mason Rudolph and a former Steelers player there. They gave him a Steelers jersey that had Trump on the back, and people are outraged.
Oh.
They're outraged that that he got a jersey. They're outraged that the players were there in attendance.
When you say people, do you mean Steelers fans?
Steelers fans. Okay. So much so that they sent emails to the Steelers organization. If you know anything about the Rooney family and Dan Rooney, who has since passed, he was the ambassador. They are such a democratic family that their political views are out there for everybody to see. But Mason Rudolph, I think, handled this pretty well. He was at a charity event after that, and reporters asked him about the outrage that some fans had about him supporting Trump, and he said, "That's the nature of why America is so great. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion. Speech is free. Par for the course."
Okay.
That is how everybody should view this. The fact that you cheer for a certain team, you do not need to agree with every single thing that they believe, whether it's their players, their owners, their coaches. This is America. Everybody is different. Everybody is free to have different views. I don't understand when people, and this isn't the first time it's happened. It won't be the last time it happens. We talk about this every time that a certain championship team will go to the White House for their ceremony. It just is always so shocking to me, the hate that people have in their heart for others that disagree with their views or their opinions.
Their political
views. Yeah. I cannot like a certain person. I cannot like the president of the United States, but still support America. And that's the beautiful thing about this country. And I wish that more people would get off their high horse and feel that same way.
Beautiful lead, Courtney.
Good job, Courtney.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, I always stay away
from big and beautiful.
Stay away from politics and religion,
because
people will get crazy when
you
do that.
Courtney.
Yeah, thank you.
And it's not like, I mean, Pennsylvania, Trump won.
it's not like
a deep blue state. Yeah.
Anyway. All right, Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning, Curtis. I say great lead by yours. I hope that they, in Fenway Park, I hope that they gut it and put new seats in there. Somebody who goes to a lot of games, I would love for them to do that.
You have trouble fitting in the seats?
Yeah, very difficult for me to fit in those seats. And I see plenty of bigger people go to the games, and it is uncomfortable. So, John Henry, if you're listening, keep Fenway around, but just, you know, change the seating.
Well, you could do what some people do on an airplane and buy two seats.
But it wouldn't matter because I can't lift the thing up to get room.
Oh, yeah.
So everything's like the metal.
Yeah.
So you're stuck there. So if you are a bigger person, it's an uncomfortable seating arrangement. But, you know, hopefully they'll do that with their new $1.1 billion building that they're building. But
Are you sometimes overflowing onto other seats?
I'm definitely Yeah, I'm definitely like if you're sitting next to me, upper body wise.
Like the casing of the sausage broke or something.
Yeah, like the muffin. I'm the top of the muffin spilling out.
Oh, you're the top.
Oh, you're the muffin top.
Yeah, spilling out to the other side. So luckily, you know, there's no one that, you know, if my wife sits next to me or something like that, but it's very uncomfortable.
The top of the muffin is the best part of the muffin.
No, I know that, but it's just very uncomfortable. But my lead is there. I was just saying, because Curtis had such a great lead, I'm hoping that, you know, they'll do something
during the match. I think your muffin top got in the way of your swing shot.
Nice.
All right, anyway. My lead is very simple and quick.
I think I'm going to say maybe I put some money on it. I'm gonna put a couple trumps on it. Cora will be gone by All-Star break.
Okay.
Wow.
We can leapfrog on this. Do you have that audio I wanted? This is Alex Cora post game after another loss and putting some of the responsibility for where this team is on himself, finally.
We keep making the same mistakes. We're not getting better. At one point, it has to be on me, I guess, right? I'm the manager. So, you know, I got to keep pushing them to be better. They're not getting better. They're not, you know. We keep making the same mistakes. You know, I'll be very honest about it, very open about it, you know. Like, you get frustrated, but at one point, it's like, okay, what are we going to do? What's going to change, you know? Because we keep doing the same thing. We can keep talking about one-run losses. They're, what, 17, 18, whatever it is, you know? And it's the same thing. So is it effort, preparation, like Duke said, attention to detail, you know? I have no idea now. You know, I watched that game. I was like, wow, you know, this is real. It's frustrating.
Wow. Okay. So he's putting it on himself, finally.
I guess.
I mean.
He dropped that, I guess.
But it's kind of depressing. I mean, He says they're not going to get any better.
No.
Like, this is what they are.
That's terrible. It's as bad as, it's the worst that he could have said.
It feels like
honest.
It feels like he wants to be gone.
Right?
Well, he probably will be gone. I told you, I'll put one or two trumps on it that come All-Star break, like, Courtney, you're right, they're going to continue to play like this. They might be, you know, they might be double digits when it comes to a wild card spot, and I don't think if you're the front office, Breslow and those guys, I think it's time to, like, you know what, pull the Band-Aid off. Curtis is right. What's, you know, $14 million or whatever you owe him, $21 million?
Sounds like he's fatigued, like, with the, like dealing with these guys.
Checked out.
Well, how would you feel, honestly, not to defend him, but if your job is basically to enact a bunch of nerds' plan? Like, I just feel like, for whatever reason, it felt like last year when he re-signed, it was this breath of fresh air that he was invested, they were invested in him, and it's just not working out.
They did do what he wanted. Like, he was the guy who was screaming about Bregman. That's his guy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I guess you can't account for the injury, but I don't know.
They stunk before the injury.
Huh?
I mean, they stunk before the injury when Bregman got
it. They haven't won consecutive games since April. Think about that. Consecutive games in 2 months. What a disastrous year, honestly.
And he talks about the one-run games and what could you do differently. Like, well, it's your job as the manager in those situations when games are close to maybe, you know, whether it's Trevor Story, Breslow talked about it, and, you know, you might laugh at it, play small ball, do some things. Get your last night game, Bottom and Lou did a great job on the broadcast. Bottom in the ninth. Hamilton on second base. He's supposed to be your fastest player. A deep fly ball hit to the outfield. You tag up in that situation. Yeah. And then maybe you try to, you know, if Gonzalez is up, I mean, Devers came up after that. If he strikes out, Gonzalez is up. Who knows? Maybe you try to suicide squeeze to win the game. But there are just things that Cora is not doing. Courtney, you brought up another great point. Chapman's, he's rolling. He's throwing 100 miles an hour, and he's like, dealing gas out there, and you don't come back at least for one batter in the 10th or see how he's doing, how he's feeling. It's just this is all on Core.
And I
have to
say,
that's a guy who knows when the gas tank is full.
That is true.
He does. You ever see his truck? He better know when that gas tank is full.
Lindsay's frustrated by the amount of gas in the apartment.
I love Chapman's truck.
Greg, if Veritech takes over, which would be the obvious, I know we're going way down the road here.
Yeah.
We'd have to have him in the morning, right?
Oh, 100%.
Like,
that's one good thing.
Okay. So maybe we trade like Milbury to the afternoon for Tech.
Yeah, no.
But you don't think the Red Sox maybe think, hey, maybe if we get a new guy in here, and like if it is a Veritech, maybe it just changes morale in that clubhouse? Because clearly the morale's down. There's an issue with Cora saying he doesn't know what to do, what to get these players to do. It's like he's at a loss for words. Maybe you think the front office goes, all right, let's see if we can, you know, bring a new manager in, which is elevate.
You don't think the fellas get excited, a little extra pep in their step when they walk in and see Abraham Toro in the lineup?
No.
I mean, what about Connor Wong?
Yeah. I just don't.
Is it possible that he will get at least one RBI this season?
I don't get it because Narvaez had been catching. And he's doing okay, but you take Myers out, who's been relatively decent, and you want him to continue to play. And he hasn't played at all this series.
No, it's very confusing.
All right, well, those are our leads. We are going to get to They Said It, quick back and forth on what they said yesterday next. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox with another one-run loss, 4-3, the final in 10 innings last night. Brian Baio went 6 innings, giving up 3 runs on 7 hits while striking out 4. Last one with the Angels today. First pitch at 1:35 with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Brooksy joins Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Joe Weil at 12:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. Over to the NBA. Tibbs is out in New York. The Knicks fired their head coach after their best playoff run in 25 years. Thibodeau passed Pat Riley earlier this season to rank fourth on the franchise list in victories. He led the Knicks to back-to-back 50-win seasons for the first time since 1995.
You know how we do guest leads? Who do we have on? When's Sam Kennedy coming back on?
It could be tomorrow. I don't know if we have Craig Breslow or Sam Kennedy tomorrow.
It's Craig.
Okay.
All right, when Sam comes back on, I would love to do guest manager.
Okay.
Right. One night, Craig.
Yeah. Mic'd up.
Tomorrow on this show, Kevin Millar.
Yes, 7:20.
Who will have, I'm sure, some interesting insight into this baseball team and the current situation there.
Yeah. The Stanley Cup Finals start tonight. The Panthers are in Edmonton to take on the Oilers. Puck drop is at 8.
Let's go, Connor.
There you go. That was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Big savings are sizzling at Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, pick up value pack beef, T-bone or New York strip steak, or lamb loin chop bone-in for just $7.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That is what's trending. They Said It. Coming up next.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.